Florence Schwein, director of the Centennial Museum of Natural and Cultural History on the UTEP campus, with today's Desert Diary. Walking peacefully along the desert floor, a tarantula can meet an unwelcome opponent called a tarantula hawk. It's not a bird, but a large blue-black wasp with orange wings. Although the wasp is much smaller than the spider, it tries to pick a fight. This is dangerous because if the tarantula wins, the wasp will be its dinner. But the wasp has a far more diabolical plan. When the spider rears back to strike, its belly is exposed, and the wasp will try to sting it right there. If the wasp is successful, the spider will stay alive, but it will be paralyzed. The tarantula hawk buries the spider, laying a single egg on it. Ah, but the worst is yet to come for the spider. When the larva hatches, it begins to eat the still-living spider. If the tarantula dies, it won't be good food, so the larva eats only the tissues the spider can live without. Later, it will emerge as an adult wasp seeking tarantulas to feed its own young. Look for these wasps around mesquite shrubs and soapberry trees that are blooming. You will see one of the most colorful insects in the Chihuahuan Desert. This has been a co-production of KTEP and the Centennial Museum. I'm Florence Schwein.